Thank you for being here tonight. It's a great moment to go down in history tonight, what God is doing. I have some very clear information for us tonight that you cannot deny or get around it. I have some MVBs traveling to be here. They will be on the stage with me real soon. Y'all may go and get the seating arrangement. I'll do a message, and there'll be a charge given to Reverend Jeremiah, and then there'll be a charge given to World Shakers. And I'll say a few things to the family. I want that understood. Jesus had some major problem out of his family. I had some major problem out of my family. Some of them didn't respect me enough, and I had to deal with that. And so we're going to deal with all that tonight. We're going to deal with also the fact, I don't know who the head of the hashtag crew, but you're not going to be able to go over that anymore. You're going to have to let Phil go and step back, and he'll live his life. The test going to prove it tonight. And you're going to have to keep your memories, but you can't keep pushing it. Internet need to be shut down. All these pictures need to be shut down. It's another day. My test going to explain it all. It's going to help you so much because you're hurting yourself instead of helping yourself. And as your overseer, I will try to give you clear direction, clear insight, clear understanding of how we're going to do this. We'll do it the right way. We'll do it God way. Matter of fact, my text going to be a text that God preached himself. Yeah, God preaches himself, and he made the transition himself. And so we know the Holy Ghost will help us tonight. Amen? I know this is a moment that we need direction from God, and he will give it to us. Yes, amen? Amen? We all of the same Father. Yes. It's just that the flesh is external, and you cannot handle spiritual things in the flesh. It has to be done, and I want to commend this church. Y'all have done a good job. Yeah, you got to handle things. Things like this has to be handled in the spirit. And so I'm here to bring correction where correction has to be brought, direction where direction has to be brought, protection where protection has to be placed on people of God. I'm just glad that we had the opportunity to get this young man ready, train him, and he's submissive and he's humble, and so we won't have no problem. I have some of my MVB, there's some traveling, trying to get here. Dr. Farb came back out of Ohio to be here with us. We're so glad. And then Dr. Carwin and Dr. Ron and my two sons, Junior, and Montreal is here, who are MVBs, and Carlos and Joe Brown is on the way. Father, we ask you to help us tonight to understand how to yield to you, and may you touch every heart during this service. May you help us to make this so clear that you can't miss it. We're thankful for your help tonight. We thank you for these men and women of God that we're surrounded with, that you will minister to us tonight in this transition of this young man becoming pastor of this church. Thank you for the elders in this church. You've been around some time, have experience, have knowledge, and been around a while, that they are here to help him. Thank you that his mother is trained. She know the word. She know how to flow in the things of God. And we pray for the sibling, the whole family, that they recognize what's going on here. It's the right thing to do. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may be seated. You have your Bibles? In Deuteronomy chapter 34. Verse 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him, God did, in a valley in the land of Moab over against Bethpeor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre until this day. God buried him himself. Right. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Wow. Now, world changes, I want you to listen to the 8th verse. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plain of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses was ended. How many days?
30
days. All right, let's get that straight now. You understand? It's not Leroy talking, it's God talking. You got the test, you got the book? You there? He said, now I'm giving y'all 30 days.
Yes, sir.
And then we got to go on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, to substantiate this statement or to solidify this statement, both verses 1 and 2 in the book of Joshua, first chapter.
Yes, sir.
The statement about the death of Moses. Now, in Deuteronomy 34:9, I don't even have to have an outline of you. I got a pad of you, but this text outline itself, boy.
Right.
I mean, does he tell you how long you're going to mourn, how long you're going to weep?
Yep.
Because you act as if I can't handle this.
Come on.
Right.
Wow.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
That ain't right.
Come on.
Yeah. Now, notice the ninth verse. You got your Bible. Notice the ninth verse. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand upon him.
Yes,
amen. Now, wife, why you shout too loud in this voice? Watch what happened next in this verse. Watch what happened next in this verse. Watch what happened next in this verse. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua chapter 1, right next door to that text. My message to you tonight, young man, is be strong and of good courage.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You're in the wrong kind of chair, though. Put him in this big chair. Pull his chair over there. Wrong kind of chair. Wrong chair. Be strong and of good courage. This statement is made by God to Joshua about taking Moses' place more than one time. He said it three times. And then we're going to find out after Joshua began to minister in his position, the people said the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be strong.
Yes, sir.
Of good courage. That's four times, man. Three times by God telling that. Then the people, after he give them instruction, the people say to the young man, be strong.
Be strong. Yes.
And of good courage. That sounds like to me, I got your back.
Yes, sir.
That sounds like you're not going to have no trouble out of me. But just in case you want to give trouble, you're going to see something in this text about that. God always handles troublemaker. Thank God we don't have none here, but just in case. God always handle them. All right. Now listen. Now after the death, verse 1. This is the second time I'm reading about it. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. Watch these last three words. Moses, minister saying. The one who served Moses.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah served Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I saw it personally.
Yes, sir.
So it's really easy what we got to do tonight. Who in here can stand up and say,
Come on.
They serve Moses than more than Jeremiah?
No.
I know what I said.
Come on. No.
Who was getting his clothes out? Who was driving him? Who was faithful? And didn't want nothing. Some people act like they're serving you, but it's a cop out.
Yes, sir.
Act like they love you, but they just want something. I believe I'll preach in here tonight. In verse 2, he says it again. He says it again. He said it in verse 5 of Deuteronomy 34, verse 1. I got a D by there. Verse 2, another D. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan. Thou and all this people unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. They say arise, right?
Get up.
Now, why you can be strong and of good courage? Look at verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot should tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I say it unto Moses.
That's right.
Come on, Pastor.
You the text clear?
It's yes, clear. Sir.
Clear. Very clear.
Yes, sir.
As I was with Moses, I also will be with you. Every place. That's powerful.
Every place.
That the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and to the great see toward the going down of the sun shall be your course.
Yes.
God set a course for this ministry tonight.
Yes.
And he set a course for Jeremiah.
Yes.
Jeremiah once talked to God and said, but I'm too young. I don't know what y'all said. Set up. I call you. I sanctify you. And I ordain you. And I'm going to put words in your mouth more mature than you are. Then he says in verse 5, I mean God making this transition from one man to another one. Yeah. In verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was, I won't scream right now. As I was with Moses. As I was with Moses. Come on, wait a minute. Come on, read it. As I was with Moses, so I will. As I was with Moses. Well, how was he with Moses?
Come on.
When they got down to the Red Sea. No way to cross. But God opened the Red Sea. When Moses stretched his rod to him. Pharaoh couldn't take Moses out. Moses had the burning bush experience. God talked personally to Moses.
Yes.
I wish I had somebody.
Yes.
Then he, the message that he told me to tell you, in verse 6, look at this thing. Verse 6. Come on, y'all read this with me. Verse 6. Come on. Come on, world shakers. If we're going to shake this world, let's do it. Come on, world shaker. Let's read this verse. Let's pump some encouragement into this young man. Let this young man know we're with him. His dad have left a great trail behind. His dad is cheering right now. Let's read verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people should I divide for an inheritance the land which I swear to thy father. You see it? Then in the seventh verse, that's why I chose this text, to be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Come on. Was Moses turned this young man dad had talked to him more than one time. There are some things that put in him that nobody else in his house got. God put it in him. You see, because he was Jeff's servant. Just like Joshua was Moses' servant. You got to serve to take over. You can't just take over. You got to do some serving. Moses was God's servant.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Joshua was Moses' son.
Wow! Come on, line it up, line it up.
Wave your hand at me if you're catching. Wave your hand at me if you're catching on. Moses was God's son.
That's right. Yes, sir.
But Joshua was Moses' son.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God was getting Joshua ready because God knew when Moses was going to die. In our text, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. In our text, Joshua had been prepared for the moment. Be strong.
Be strong. Be strong.
And of good courage.
And of a good courage.
In 1 Samuel chapter 30, when David was leading those people and a lot of stuff started happening, the Bible says in 30th chapter, in the 6th verse, David encouraged himself. Yes. Two things I want to tell you that, son. Yes. There are times you're going to have to encourage yourself.
Yes.
And then my other time, you're going to have to inquire of God. Yes. In that same text, should I move or should I stay still? Sometimes you need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You don't have to fight with people. Fight the good fight of faith. God will handle the people. You handle your position. Just a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes. I got a charge to give to him, a charge to give to the church, charge to give to the family. The charge to give to the family just come up when I got up here. So it got to come out of here. All right, just give me a few more minutes. In verse 8, I'm going to tell you how to be successful. I've been pastoring a long time.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you how to be successful. Mm-hmm. Stick to the word.
Stick to the word.
That book you got in your hand, stick to the word. You can read other books, but stick to that book.
Yes,
that book there will carry you. Because it's the living word of God.
Yep.
And so you hear what he said in the 8th verse, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. I mean, no, keep on saying it. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Then thou shalt make those who follow you prosper.
Yep.
Then those who follow you will have good success.
Yes, sir. Good success. Yes, sir. Good success. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Now note, my brothers and sisters, in the ninth verse, third time. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong. Now, God say something three times. He's trying to get something over.
Yeah.
Huh? Three times. Be strong and of good courage. You know what he said? I got you. I got your back, front, side, left side, and right side. I got what ahead on top of you, and I got what's in the bottom. I got you. And, son, I'm not preaching from secondhand information. From the day I was about 28. When I took pastorship, I never backed down. I faced everything that came because I know I had the wind of God blowing on my back. And the reason I could minister to you, I have total success ministry and pastor. I never went down. Nobody never took me down. Nobody never took me out. They ain't gonna take me out. I had some try. But they didn't know I wasn't by myself.
Yes,
families rise up sometimes.
Yes,
family members rise up sometimes.
Yes,
why you got to be the pastor?
Uh-huh.
Why they didn't get me? Why? Well, you more than servant. Then let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
I ask you a question.
Right.
Who would feel put in this church tonight?
Come on.
So just quit all this pouting and get out the way. And get in, get out, or get run over. That's all it is. Anybody. This is nothing to play with. Once I lay hand on this young man, you better not touch him. Because everybody touched me fell. It's the real deal, man. This is the real deal. We ain't here. Oh, my. We're not here playing Sunday school tonight. This is the real deal. Y'all know what I'm talking about. This is the real deal, man. Yeah, see. Government. Divine order. Doing it the right way. What's the right thing to do here tonight? What's the right way to fulfill Jeff's legacy? Who gonna stay in that same vein? What would my daddy do now?
Come on.
Have not I commanded thee, I'm in verse 9, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Now watch this. I want world shakers to watch this, because this is a powerful message. You know, I could do some hooping and screaming right now, but I got to make sure this thing clear, because I want to scream, but I got to make sure this thing clear. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Joshua talking to him now, pass through the host and command the people, don't ask them, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan. Now look what he told me in that verse, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess it. I got to read a little bit here. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and half of the tribe of Manasseh, said Joshua, spake Joshua, saying, remember the word was Moses, the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and has given you this land. Rest in the land. Your wives, your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed and all their mighty men of valor and help them until the Lord has given you your brethren rest as he has given you. I got to read this because I'm going somewhere.
Come on.
And they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on the side of Jordan toward the sunrise. And the reason I talked to you earlier about you can't keep putting all that stuff on the hashtag and, you know, putting my picture in and his and Jeff's picture and on, and nice time Jeremiah now. Right. So you can't, dog, no, you just can't linger there. You just can't linger there. Right. It's time to go forward. Come on, world shaker. Time to go forward. You're not doing no harm here. You're not doing no harm. You're going forward. Because we got to keep this thing going. We got to keep it alive. So we can't live in memory. We got to make memory. Verse 16. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And whatsoever thou sendest us, everybody say shifting.
Shifting.
See, that's a shifting right there. The people recognize that they had to shift now, so they shift their allegiance. As I followed Moses, I'm also going to follow you. Verse 17, according as we hearken unto Moses in all things, and I know Jeff pastored this church. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Now here, I talk about this to my wife. This next verse is real dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sir.
Man, them people are serious. It's look what they said. Yeah, somebody about to die, they say, if they don't act right. Look at this voice, man. This voice here is frightening. My God. These people here said, look, these people said, whosoever he that do is rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, we're going to kill him. That's what it said in the book. We're going to put them to death. And then the people took our text up. God said it three times. The people have caught on. And at the end of this verse, at the end of this chapter, they said now, the people said, after they said they're going to kill somebody, you mess up. Only be strong and of a good courage. Now, what is that meaning, be strong and of a good courage? Well, in the Bible, Paul said to the church of Ephesus, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Bible said in the book of Romans that Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Paul another time writes, say, I can do all things through Christ what strengthened me. So the Spirit of the Lord is on the inside of a young man. And inside this book, there's divine instruction that God's back up. I mean, there's battles going to come up. And there are times going to look like you're by yourself. This could be a lonely job sometimes.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But you always tune in to God.
Yes, hallelujah. Tune in.
I want to say to Jeremiah tonight, as God was with Jeff, God going to be with Jeremiah.
Yes.
The wisdom.
Wisdom. That's right.
The understanding.
Yes.
And the knowledge that you need.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is still alive.
Yes, sir. Yes, he is.
And the anoint Jeff.
Yes.
He's going to anoint Jeremiah.
Yes.
Step in your father's shoes tonight. Don't worry about it. God going to take care of you.
Yes.
I've already talked to him about it. I know I had to talk to him about it as soon as I got the word that Jeff had went on home on me. I talked to the Lord, what direction do you want us to go in now? Then I talked to Wilma about it. I know Jeremiah is the man tonight. I'm saying, Jeremiah, that as God was with Moses, as God was with Moses at the Red Sea, as God was with Joshua at the bank of Jordan, whatever come up here, world shakers, The Lord gonna be with you and your family. This is a family church. Can I hear a world shaker say amen?
Amen.
This night, God will crown you as the man of this hour, the head of this flock, the pastor of this church.
Yes, sir.
And I say to you, take heed to yourself.
Yes, sir.
And to all the flock. What's the Holy Ghost that made you overseer? After my leaving, wolves will come among the sheep. You got to have wisdom
call
a wolf out. Don't worry about the wolf.
Don't worry.
There's an anointing for the wolf.
Yes, sir.
There's another anointing for the sheep.
Yeah.
Take heed first to yourself and to all the flock.
Yes,
what's the Holy Ghost
That's right.
made you overseer?
Yes,
and I heard the word of God say, feed. Feed my sheep.
Yes.
Feed them on Sunday.
Yes.
Feed them on Monday.
Come on.
Every chance you get, put out the word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone.
Yeah.
There's something else to feed the sheep with.
Come on. Come on.
You feed the sheep with the word of God.
Yeah.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The entrance of thy word, oh, good God Almighty, I said, I wasn't going to preach tonight. Give it light. So you feed the sheep. And then he said, I recommend you to the word of grace, which is the whole your inner trying out.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it, Jeremiah. Just do what the Lord tell you to do.
Yeah.
Let me read this to you. Moses was my servant, and you were Moses' servant. And now I'm making you my servant to take the place of my servant Moses.
Yeah.
Got that? Operating the things as I have said to Moses, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. How were they with Moses? In signs and wonders. Remember the Red Sea experience? Or go back and remember the burning bush experience. So God installed Joshua in Moses' place, right?
Yes,
now I've talked to you in my closing here. I talked to you. Long live Dr. Field. He got eternal life. He's alive. So to respect this young man, he's taking to him now. And so y'all gonna have to change your allegiance to him. That's the way it go, right? I mean, even God. See, God, and then God told him, said, now listen, all this mourning and crying. He said, y'all had 30 days to do that. Them 30 days up. It's almost 90 days now. And I mean, you got to pray and push forward, all right? We'll be right here with you. I know that's time. We got to walk. We got to keep walking. I'm coming back. I'll call Jeremiah when I get ready and tell him I'm coming to preach. I'll be back. I'm going to let him go ahead and get his cellar in his place, but I'll be back to preach and to place more apostolic government in this church.
But I want,
before I give these charges and we lay a hand on this young man and install him, I want to say to this church, I think I got 59 churches, on so many churches under me. But this church is real close to my family, and they're real close to a Word of Life Christian Center. A lot of Word of Life Christian Center members are here tonight. Where y'all at? Real close, and if anybody follow me, you know your dad follow me. I mean, if my heel's sore right now, if I stop, he was right there. So the rejoicing tonight is, and Wilma, the rejoicing tonight is that we put a hand on Jeremiah, and Jeremiah ready for it. You and Sue both know it. Yeah. See, now Jeremiah, you're going to have to start praying about a wife.
Oh,
because, but whoever she is, she had to come through me, Wilma, Callan, and Sue.
That's right.
We got to make sure she's the right one. But I know, but the pastor of a church like this, you know, God finally, he's going to give it to you. Don't rush it. I'm not putting no time, no months on it, you know, because she got to be the right one. But see, I'm a pastor. I know, man. You need to have a wife. You need to have a wife to pastor a church, boy. I know a young pastor trying to pastor a church without a wife. That boy in trouble, man. Stay clean, son. I know there are mothers in this church who love you very much, but walk heavy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't get into trouble. I know you're not gonna get in trouble, but I'm just telling you in front of these people. And y'all, any women here got a mind crazy or something? Just get your mind straight. Let the Lord work it out. Cause I sure will call you up. So I'm trying to get everything straight. Now, family member, to the sibling, tonight, I believe I'm doing God's will,
yes, sir.
And I'm also doing Jeff's will.
Yes, sir.
I need y'all to back Jeremiah up. And obey Wilma. And give her respect. Because if not, it's not going to work out. It's not going to work. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. And so I feel as a father to you all, that's what I need to say in public, that y'all need to work together and just flow. This young man, when I in a few minutes, when I lay a hand on him, he's taking this whole thing over.